and Colossians chapter 1. The epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, through the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ that are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, having heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the agape love which you have toward all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in the heavens, where you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, even as it is also in all the world bearing fruit, and increasing, as it does in you also. Since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth, even as you learned of Epaphras our beloved fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, who also declared unto us your agape love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray and make request for you, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk worthily of the Lord, unto all pleasing, bearing fruit, in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to the might of his glory, unto all patience and longsuffering with joy, giving thanks unto the Father, who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us out of the power of darkness, and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his agape love, in whom we have our redemption, the forgiveness of our sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him were all things created, in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things have been created through him, and unto him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the ecclesia, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it was the good pleasure of the Father, that in him should all the fullness dwell, and through him to reconcile all things unto himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things upon the earth or things in the heavens. And you, being in time past alienated and enemies in your mind and your evil works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and outside blemish and irreprovable before him, if so be that you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached in all creation under heaven, where I Paul was made a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and fill upon my part that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ, in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the ecclesia, where I was made a minister, according to the dispensation of God which was given me to you ward, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid for ages and generations, but now has it been manifested to his saints, to whom God was pleased to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we proclaim, admonishing every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ, whereunto I labor also, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. And Colossians chapter 2. For I would have you know how greatly I strive for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in agape love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, that they may know the mystery of God, even Christ, in whom are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden. This I say, that no one may delude you with persuasiveness of speech. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the Spirit, rejoicing and beholding your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As therefore you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in your faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Take heed, lest there shall be any one deceive you, to enslave and to make spoil of you through his philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the basic principles of the world, and not after first principles of Christ, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him you are made full, who is the head of all principality and power, in whom you were also circumcised with a circumcision not made with hands, in the putting off of the body of the flesh, in the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in immersion in water, wherein you were also resurrected with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead through your trespasses, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, you, I say, in his resurrection he did make you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, having blotted out the bond written in ordinances through Moses, that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, having despoiled the principalities and the powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of a feast day, or a new moon, or a Sabbath day, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body of Ecclesiastes Christ's. Let no man rob you of your prize by a voluntary humility and worshipping of the messengers, dwelling in the things which he has seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast the head, from whom all the body, being supplied and knit together through the joints and bands, increasing with the increase of God. If you died with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to man-made ordinances? Handle not, nor taste, nor touch, all which things are to perish with the using, after the precepts and instructions of men? Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship, and humility, and severity to the body, but are not of any value against the indulgence of the flesh. And, Colossians chapter 3. If then you in spirit were raised together with Christ, in his resurrection seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. For you died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall be manifested, then shall you also with him be manifested in glory. Put to death therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which thing's sake comes the wrath of God, upon the sons of disobedience, wherein you also once walked, when you lived in these things, but now do you also put them all away from you: anger, wrath, malice, railing, shameful speaking out of your mouth. Lean not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his doings, and have put on the new man, that is being renewed unto knowledge, after the image of him that created him, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bondman, freeman, but Christ is all, and in all. Put on therefore, as God's elect, holy and agape beloved, a heart of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving each other. If any man have a complaint against any, even as the Lord forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things put on agape love, which agape love is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body of his ecclesia, and be you thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom teaching, and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto God. And whatever you do, in word, or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father, through him. Wives, be in subjection to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, agape love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing in the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children, that they be not discouraged. Servants, obey in all things them that are your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that from the Lord you shall receive the recompense of the inheritance. You serve the Lord Christ. For he that does wrong shall receive again for the wrong that he has done, and there is no respect of persons. And, Colossians chapter 4. Masters, render unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue steadfastly in prayer, watching therein with thanksgiving, with all praying for us also, that God may open unto us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest, as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. All my affairs shall Tychicus make known unto you, the agape beloved brother, and faithful minister and fellow servant, in the Lord, whom I have sent you for this very purpose, that you may know our state, and that he may comfort your hearts, together with Onesimus, the faithful and agape beloved brother, who is one of you. They shall make known unto you all things that are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salutes you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, touching whom you receive commandments, if he come unto you, receive him, and Jesus, that is called Justice, who are of the circumcision. These only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, men that have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, salutes you, always striving for you in his prayers, that you may stand perfect and fully assured in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has much labor for you, and for them in Laodicea, and for them in Hierapolis. Luke, the agape beloved physician, and Demas salute you. Salute the brethren that are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the ecclesia that is in their house. And when this epistle has been read among you, cause that it be read also in the ecclesia of the Laodiceans, and that you also read the epistle from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. The salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you.